guilty.
Serena and thousands of others found that the first stop on their journey to safety was the nearby Mediterranean island of Cyprus. And in fact, tens of thousands of evacuees have streamed in. Our correspondent Tabitha Morgan reports on how this normally sleepy holiday resort has been coping.
First to arrive here were 200 Italian Lebanese, brought to the safety of Larnaca Port on board an Italian naval vessel. Sailors gently carried four tiny babies down the ship's gangway. The infants' mothers and other passengers followed behind and came ashore amongst cranes and containers on the dockside. Those I spoke to were all relieved to have left the fighting, but anxious about the future and relatives left behind.
The most hectic days of my life and the most disgusting days of my life. I'm in my final days of my pregnancy and I had to leave my country because of the war.
You must feel very relieved to be here.
I'm relieved, yes, but I'm also depressed because I left everything behind, my home, my work, my father, everything behind.
How do you feel about getting here at last?
It's so good because there was a lot of bombs and I was so scared there and I don't know.
Over subsequent days, more boats followed, bringing citizens of France, Sweden, Britain, Greece and Russia. The United States, Canada and Australia all chartered ferries capable of bringing up to 2,000 passengers at a time. At the peak of the exodus, 10,000 people a day were arriving in Cyprus, an island with a population of well under a million. Cypriot Foreign Minister George Lilikas appealed to other EU countries to help.
Other European countries in the region, they should open their frontiers, their port and airports to offer the same service we offer in Cyprus, because actually we are the only country who offer this service. And unfortunately, we are too small.
Resources in Cyprus have been stretched to the limit. This is the peak of the tourist season, when hotels and airports are at their busiest. Most evacuees have been housed in conference centres and school classrooms. A few lucky ones have managed to find space in some of the island's hotels. Pedros Pierides manages a large seaside hotel in the port city of Limassol.
There has been a very big demand. People are asking for rooms, embassies are asking for rooms, associations are asking for rooms. Our own hotel chain, Intercontinental Hotel Groups, are asking us to assist. People left their country. It's a war there. They are coming here not for holidays, but they are coming here for a bed and to get back to a safe place. So yes, we have to be very cautious and very careful and deal with the matter as in a human way as possible.
The aim of the authorities here is to repatriate evacuees and fly them home as quickly as possible. The island's main airport at Larnaca has borne the brunt of this massive exodus, handling hundreds of additional charter flights and tens of thousands of passengers. It's a tiny airport by most European standards and normally struggles to cope with the annual influx of summer tourists. In the middle of the crowded departures hall, the general manager, Curtis Grad, described the challenges he's been facing over recent days.
Taking care of 12,000 people coming through the airport, and some people had to sleep in the airport, so trying to find ways to keep them comfortable. We found some vacant areas of the airport where we found areas to put beds down for them. The Red Cross has been instrumental in setting up some first aid stations and refuge areas and just trying to take care of the people's needs. That's been the biggest challenge.
Thus far, Cyprus has managed to cope just with the influx of evacuees. But with no end in sight to the conflict in Lebanon, Cypriots are questioning whether they'll be able to offer their services in the longer term without more support from their European friends.